This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultzy said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up 1. Botkins up 1. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up 4.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing open player, Brandewee, bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, if the first matchup between these two clubs is any indication, tonight's game should be terrific. It's Jackson Center and Bodkins here at the Trojans Gym. Boys, Shelby County League basketball action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Here is what is at stake. Bodkins is trying to stay a game back for Rushi. Rushi 7-0 in the SCAL. 14-0 overall. Bodkin 6-1 in the league and a 5-3. Jackson Center 4-4. First time these two clubs met back on December 12th. Bodkins won it 47-42 at Jackson Center. Trojans got off to a hot start. J.J. Meyer poured in 17 in that game. Lucas Hartle led the Tigers with 21. The guards were on display in that first meeting. Probably will be here again tonight. Does Bodkins control to some degree Reed Platfoot? He might be the X factor. If he goes for 20, Jackson Center might win this.
Well, I mean, you're looking at, you're probably going to have Herzog. You're going to have Top. You're going to have Grant Flora. Those three are going to be the ones that are probably going to check Platfoot. And you're right. I mean, if Reed can have a game inside, that will neutralize the guard play of Bodkins, which has been outstanding this year.
Once again, Jackson Center 8-7 overall, 4-4 in the league. Bodkins 11-3 on the year, 6-1 in league action. Bodkins, Anna, Jackson Center. Who's a little hotter? Who's a little luckier on that given night? Three pretty evenly matched clubs, as we found out, Chuck, in our last coverage of Anna and Jackson Center at the Tigers Gym.
Well, yeah, I mean, those three teams are, you put them in and shake them up, and you don't know which one you're going to pull out. But each one can beat you. Each one has the ability to beat Rushi, but they'd have to play a perfect game to do it.
And the Raiders would have to be a little off, not play their A or A-minus game,
right?
Maybe a B-minus or C-plus game. Here shortly in the next 5 to 10 minutes, we'll sit down and have a brief conversation with Camden Paul, who had her soccer number unveiled, or soccer jersey, I should say, on the north wall here at Bodkins. The numerals on it are 109 for 109 career soccer goals at Bodkins. Two more than cousin Zane Paul, who's got 107. His jersey is to the left of Camden's. Camden's is in white with black and gold trim, and Zane's is in black with white and gold trim. We'll talk to Camden Paul in several minutes.
Well, that gives her the advantage at Thanksgiving now.
I tell you what, all of these Pauls here at Bodkins, I can't keep them all straight. Boston Paul, former athlete, young lady here at Bodkins, and Rylan and Zane, they're brothers and sisters. Boston, Rylan, Zane are Camden's cousins. Camden's brother, Trent, plays JV basketball for Bodkins. I think he made a long half-court shot right before intermission here tonight. And a side note, Camden also pretty daggone good in track. She, for 2 years in a row, regional qualifier in the long jump for wow. Coach Gutman's track squad. In fact, I saw Camden down in the concourse hallway, saw her through the open doors, and she was on a mad dash. Maybe she's on her way up here.
109 goals. I coached 4 years of girls soccer at Pickwell. I don't think we scored 109 as a team for those 4 years.
Oh, there she is. There she is. We'll talk to Camden Paul in just a few minutes. JV game in progress. We are in the fourth quarter, 24-18. Bodkins leads Jackson Center in the preliminary contest. Back shortly
It's Botkins and Jackson Center tonight. Boys, SCAL action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And we welcome you back here on scoresbroadcast.com to Botkins High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. 4 minutes left in our JV game here tonight. Botkins leads Jackson Center by a score of 25-18. We're 20-plus minutes or so away from the start of our varsity game tonight between the Trojans and the Tigers. A little while ago here at Botkins High School, a jersey was revealed on the north wall. It's got the name Camden Paul on it and the numerals 109 for 109 goals scored in her high school career here at Botkins. Camden is with us. She'll leave Botkins with the single game, single season, and career records in soccer. She holds the single game record for goals with 8, single season goals record with 37. She tied her cousin Boston Paul with the single season assist record with 14. And for a career, she leaves with the most assists, 42. And tonight here at Botkins, her jersey with 109 on it, noting her goal scored in her career, was revealed. Camden, it's really a privilege to have you with us. You're off to Heidelberg to play soccer, right?
Yes, correct. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. When did you get started playing soccer? Right out of the womb, age 2, age 3, when?
I started right away. As soon as I could, I was put in the Little Botkins Leagues up at the Botkins Park.
Now, you scored an amazing total of 8 goals in one soccer match during your career at Botkins. Who was that against? Do you recall the particular evening? Was it cold and windy? Was it warm and dry? Did you score, 4 goals in each half? Recollect that match.
We played Southeastern. I don't quite remember the weather. I'm pretty sure it was just a nice evening. Chilly and... I'm pretty sure it was a night game.
Okay.
I don't I think I scored majority of my goals in the first half, and then just a couple in the second, and then I had to sit the rest of the game because it was too many. But
so what you're saying is you could have scored a dozen. Now, you're on the north wall, 109 on your jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Camden Paul inscribed on that jersey. To the left, 107, Zane Paul. You topped your cousin, but two goals for a career. Will he ever live that down?
Well, I got to say, I learned from Zane. He taught me a lot.
Yeah.
But when I hit 100, my next goal was to reach him. It was just another way to motivate me to keep playing my best. So I think he's proud of me just because I've always respected him and I've always looked up to him. So.
This is the fifth jersey, by the way, added to the wall in the last 3 years here at Botkins. Zane Paul, 2021, soccer. Carmen Euchre, 2022, basketball. Jacob Plyman, 2022, basketball. Carter Plyman, 2023, boys hoops as well. And Camden Paul here in 2024. What major will you pursue, do you think, at Heidelberg?
I'm planning on pursuing nursing. I'm going to do their BSN program, their four-year program.
And do you think you'll play a lot of soccer at Heidelberg?
I don't know. I just know it's going to take a lot of work, and I'm willing to put in the work for that. So.
And to score all these goals, 109, you had to play forward or striker right up front.
Yes, correct. I was a striker, yep.
And what is it you love so much about soccer? Is it your most favorite sport?
Yes.
I know you've been active in track, in basketball, soccer as well. Why do you like soccer so much, and is it number one for you?
Yes, soccer is definitely my favorite. I think I like it the most because on a field, I feel like you have more freedom. I can just put it all out there. The field's a little bigger. You have more space to work with yourself, but you also have to work with your teammates just as much to get down the field and score. So I just think I like the aspect of being outside on a field rather than inside on a gym floor. But I still enjoy basketball and track just as much.
One more question. Tell me about the year-round training for all of these sports. It never stops, does it?
No, it's a continuous cycle. You start in the summer with your off-season training for basketball and soccer, so you have them both going, and then you get right into your soccer season, and then you get a week off, and you're into basketball.
And what is your most liked food regimen during the course of a season when you've got a steady diet of games upcoming? What is your bread and butter in terms of diet?
I love a good Italian chicken. My mom makes the best Italian chicken.
Oh, there you go. Young people listening, if you want to aspire to be a fine soccer player, enjoy all the Italian chicken you can. Well, Camden, really enjoyed having you with us here pregame tonight before Botkins Jackson Center boys basketball, and I try to keep all the Pauls straight. Your brother Trent,
yes,
made a shot, about a 35-40 footer here tonight.
Oh, wow.
In the JV game. He, too, is a soccer player. He's your brother Trent, and Boston, Rylan, and Zane are brothers and sisters. They're all cousins.
Yes, correct. Yep.
And I made a note talking to Mr. Gutman about 30 minutes ago. 2 years in a row, you were a regional qualifier in long jump.
Yeah, it was, to be honest, I went into track just to be with the team. I thought it'd be really fun, and then I kind of fell in love with jumping. It surprised me just as it surprised everybody else, I think. So.
Well, you got to do a run-up, a sprint.
Yes.
Before you take that long jump, and the run-up and the sprint, those carry over to soccer.
Yes, correct. There's a lot of sprinting on the soccer field as a striker, so.
Yeah. Hey, good luck at Heidelberg, and tell all your classmates, your parents, your family, friends, everybody at Botkins that scoresbroadcast.com said hello.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Camden Paul here at Botkins tonight. She had her jersey revealed, 109 soccer goals in her career. And as I noted, this is the fifth jersey added to the wall in the last 3 years here at Botkins. The others, Zane Paul for soccer, Carmen Euchre, girls basketball, Jacob and Carter Plyman, boys hoops, and Camden Paul, a graduate this spring, outstanding soccer player, three-sport athlete here at Botkins.
Yeah, she's a good basketball player. She was always fun to watch. Very athletic.
Whenever in doubt,
here at Botkins, when you don't know who's shooting the basketball, just say, shot by Paul.
I was there for years. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. We'll return in just a few more minutes. JV game winding down. 37 seconds to go. Botkins 31 and Jackson Center 21. Varsity Tilt around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SECURCON. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we are at Botkins. The pep band strikes up. We're in the mezzanine right at the 45-yard line. Great perch. Fine perspective from which to call this game tonight between Botkins and Jackson Center. Botkins has won two of its last four, winning two in a row, including a hard-fought 47-42 victory over New Bremen on Saturday night. Jackson Center has gone 2-3 in its last five. Jackson Center defeated Wapakoneta on Saturday, 40-33. Lost to Anna last Friday night. A little swoon of sorts in the last 10 days to 2 weeks for these two clubs, Chuck, but each team is improving. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, the schedules are stiffening. Non-conference games get stronger and stronger as the season advances. And I think tonight will be a telltale sign as to which club has progressed further as we move into the last week of January. Botkins home court advantage, but you can discard that, I think, for the most part. Botkins won at Jackson Center. Jackson Center defeated Anna on the road at the Rockets Gym. So, as we often say here, the SCAL among the better teams. Home court, not necessarily a distinct advantage.
Not really. I mean, I think maybe Rushi has a little bit of one because of how small and compact their court is. And it gets really loud in there, but that also helps that they have a really talented basketball team. I don't think that you get the same crowd. I mean, you don't usually have a lot more at a home game than you have the visitors when it's the Shelby County League. So I think that's the difference.
Very important players in this game tonight. Jordan Herzog for Botkins, two-year starter, senior. He's had a double-double two of the last three games against Minster, 17 points, 11 rebounds. Against New Bremen, 11 points, 10 rebounds. For Jackson Center, Reed Platfoot at 6'6", continues to look and work hard for his shot. Well, if he can get some support from the rest of that starting five. I like Carter Kloffenstein and Preston Sayre coming off the bench. They have helped ignite this Jackson Center team in the last several games. It's going to be a very interesting matchup tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, they've talked for 3 days now about getting out, putting a hand up, guarding the arc against Botkins, because that is their strength. Boy, they got three or four kids that can flat out shoot it.
We're about 13, 14 minutes away from the tip. Botkins hosts Jackson Center tonight. Botkins Trojans 11-3 on the year, 6-1 in the league. Jackson Center 8-7 on the campaign, 4-4 in the SCAL. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
And this is our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment, a founding partner on Scores Broadcast way back in 2006 and 7. We would not be on the air today without the longtime assistance from LaCal Equipment. LaCal moved to Jackson Center from LA, California in 1983. Thus the name LaCal. And before boys games here on ScoresBroadcast.com, LaCal Equipment asks us to recognize a cheerleader who excels on the court and in the classroom. Tonight for Bodkins, freshman cheerleader Leah Ivy, daughter of Ron and Emily, 4.0 GPA. She sings soprano in choir, member of FCCLA. In track, she does sprints and the long jump. Has taken part in the crew for the Bodkins musical and is very active in the Catholic Church, considering maybe Ohio U. That's where her 12th grade sister Sarah is headed, and she is interested in the healthcare field. Leah Ivy, freshman cheerleader at Bodkins. For Jackson Center tonight, we put the spotlight on Grace Swaney, sophomore cheerleader, 4.0 GPA as well, daughter of Amy and Ben, volleyball, student ambassador, FFA, other clubs and activities as well. She'll study perhaps at Bluffton and pursue a career in education as an elementary teacher. Grace Swaney, sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center. Grace and Leah Ivy of Bodkins highlighted here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment. About 10 minutes away from the opening tip, Bodkins and Jackson Center tonight. Boys, Shelby County Athletic League action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
And welcome back here to Bodkins. I'm Jack with Chuck. Other action tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fairlawn's at Anna. Houston is at Rushi. There were four girls games last night. Miami East defeated Anna 26-18. These are non-league games, of course. SCAL's Bodkins downed Waynesfield Goshen 65-52. New Bremen defeated Houston's girls 40-28. And Rushi topped Parkway by a score of 34-25. Coming up on Thursday, three girls contests featuring six league opponents. Anna at Houston, Bodkins at Fairlawn, Fort Loramie at Jackson Center. And on Friday night, three boys games. Anna at Houston, Bodkins at Fairlawn, Fort Loramie at Jackson Center. And don't forget, here on scoresbroadcast.com, on Friday night, we'll be covering the game between Lehman Catholic and Bethel down at Bethel High School. Lehman and Bethel on the air on Friday night at about 6:45 p.m. Tip at 7:15 on Friday as the Cavaliers take on the Bethel Bees.
Looking forward to that. I mean, we haven't been down to Bethel in a long time. Be good to see Damon again and
right, and
see the Cavaliers.
Yeah, we'll reunite with Damon Smith, former Fort Loramie athletic director 7-8 years ago. He's now been at Bethel for several seasons. Talked to him earlier today. So we'll be at Bethel on Friday night. League game, Three Rivers Conference, Bethel against Lehman Catholic, which is having a very fine season under head coach Pat Carlisle. We're about to 3 or 4 minutes away from the opening tip here tonight between Bodkins and Jackson Center. Bodkins won the JV game. Varsity tilt should be mighty close. It sure was first time around. Bodkins eked it out at Jackson Center 47-42. Back on December 12th, we'll have more opening tip coming up. Bodkins, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus,
tasty.
The Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work. We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Up here we go tonight. Your starting lineups for the Jackson Center Tigers. It's going to be Lucas Hartle out front at a guard, a 5'10 senior, along with Lucas Heitkamp, a 6'1 junior. Xavier Lowe at a guard spot, a 5'11 senior. Trevor Huber at a wing, a 6'1 senior. Reed Blatfoot in the middle, a 6'6" junior. The 5'4" Botkins, Colin Dosick, Rylan Paul, J.J. Meyer, Russell Lenhart, and Jordan Herzog. That's the expected starting five for the Botkins Trojans. The five opening players for Jackson Center out on the floor at the moment. Lights have been dimmed. Trojans being introduced. Chuck, let's take a one-minute break. We'll return with a tip-off shortly. Jackson Center Botkins here at the Trojans Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, these three starting guards for Jackson Center pumped in 38 points combined when these two clubs met first time around. And if Botkins is able to do that here tonight, it could be a long evening for Jackson Center. Botkins guards have been hard on opposing clubs all season long. They are quick, they shoot it from deep, and they can also drive it to the basket. Opening tip to start the game, Herzog and Plattfoot go at it, and the ball is smacked into the backcourt, and it's taken by the Jackson Center Tigers. Jackson Center, the road gray, black trim, orange numbers. Botkins, white from top to bottom. Black numerals, gold trim. Deep in the far corner, it is Plattfoot. Plattfoot hands off the teammate, Lucas Heitkamp, who barrels along the right baseline and flips one in off the window. Good drive to the cup, and Jackson Center takes a 2-0 lead here at the start. Botkins works the ball freely around the head of the key. Get the elbow in the right, back to the basket. It is Colin Dosick. Tries to make a crossover dribble, nothing doing, and it's stolen right away by Huber of Jackson Center. Ball tried to dribble, looked like between Huber's legs.
Yeah, he didn't. That was not the place to put the ball on the floor.
Nope, that was a misstep. Jackson Center took advantage, and now the Tigers lose it. Ball rolling to the corner, and it is ruled a jump arrow will favor the Botkins Trojans. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Jackson Center's got to slow down a little bit, the Botkins guards. Trojans have got to do a pretty nice job on Reed Plattfoot. He can't go for 20-plus. Big key building components for these two teams. J.J. Meyer on a sharp drive to the basket, laid it up too hard, off the backboard and rim, no good. And Jackson Center came down with a rebound. Leading 2-0 here in the opening 90 seconds. Plattfoot's got the ball baseline left. Feeds beneath the rim to Huber. Look at him go to work. Little half-hook shot right in front is good.
Yeah, good job. They got a little mismatch in there. Nice pass by Plattfoot.
Oh, well done. Good play. Nice set, but Jackson Center took advantage of that mismatch. As Chuck noted, 2 points for Huber. Here's Botkins attacking outside the arc, down inside to Linhart. Shot fake, goes up strong, missed it, got the rebound back, and he stuck it in. Nice play by Russell Linhart of Botkins, 4-2 in favor of the Tigers. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. Foul Linhart, back court.
Silly.
Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you so much, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Quickly up the floor comes Jackson Center. On top, it's Huber. Huber hangs on, doesn't shoot. Gives it up 25 feet away to Lucas Heitkamp, the 6'1 junior. He dribbles into a cluster of white jerseys, Ball pried loose, picked off by Herzog of Botkins. He goes down the floor beneath the rim. He's out of control, tries to throw it back onto the court of play, and Jackson Center picks it off. 4-2 Tigers. 5:10 to go first quarter. Deep left corner, Platfoot. Baseline to Huber. One extra pass below the key. One pass too much. Tigers weren't looking for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Huber had about a three-footer. I mean, he needs to shoot the ball.
3 minutes gone. Opening stanza, 4-2 Jackson Center. Each team having a little difficulty finding the mark. Jackson Center, Botkins both getting their bearings. Meyer on the bounce, almost triggered it from three-point land. Near side to Ryland Paul, cutting to the rim, Herzog. Nice pass by Paul. Shot by Herzog from 4 feet short. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Jackson Center.
Well, we've got 6 points scored and 5 turnovers by the combined team, so not a good start for either team.
Oh, good inbounds by Paul. Right in front to Lenhart. Shot skidded off the rim, but a foul against Jackson Center in the act of shooting. Lenhart's got two. 4:39 left to go, opening quarter, 4-2 in favor of the Tigers. Foul shots here for Lenhart of Botkins. First one is rattling around and staying in. 4-3.
Lenhart been playing really well for Botkins.
Yep, sure has. These two teams need the supporting cast to come through and help offer balance. Second shot, Lenhart. Yes, got them both. We're tied up at four. 4.5 to go, opening period. Up the floor, Lucas Heitkamp. Ball skipped, cross court to Platfoot, 30 feet away. Herzog on him. Platfoot on a weave to Xavier Lowe. Lowe to Lucas Hartle. Hartle dribbles straight away. Coming out to greet him is Lenhart for Botkins. Now Herzog's on Platfoot. Interesting matchup right there. Platfoot, a lot of dribbling. Dribbles some more. Stumbles, walks. Good defense by Herzog.
Well, they're doing a good job. And every time Platfoot was putting the ball on the floor, if Dosik is close, he's been doubling him up, and I think he's starting to look for him now when he dribbles.
Yeah.
Good defensive strategy.
4 minutes to go, opening quarter. We are tied at four. Dosik behind the arc on the right gives it up straight away to Top, who's in now for Botkins. Noah Top, 6'3" junior. And the Trojans dump the ball down inside to a cutter going to the rim. Foul called, and it's ruled to be in the act of shooting. Top gets a pair. Nice sharing of the basketball by Botkins, which is back at the line again. Trojans have already cashed in on two at the stripe. This one, but Top clangs off the rim. Caroms to the left. Tuesday night, Shelby County League action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Second free throw by Top of Botkins. Front rim, kerplunk. It crawled over it and dropped through. 5-4, Botkins up a point. 3:46 to go, first quarter of play. Lucas Heitkamp midcourt. Picked up by Top. Heitkamp, high right at the point. Gives it up to Huber straight away. Middle of the floor. Now back to Lucas Heitkamp, left side pass to Lucas Hartle, fakes right, goes left, falls away, doesn't shoot, gave it up, got it back, knocked loose on the play by Botkins, it's on the deck, good hustle by Herzog, he flipped it to Paul, out to Dosik, Dosik into the half court, Botkins up 5-4, Dosik gives it to Herzog on the arc for a three, swish, Herzog on the money, Dosik the assist, 8-4 Botkins, which has tallied six straight. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Jackson Center to midcourt. It is Cooper Hartle who's checked in, 5'8 junior. Out of the arc to Blackfoot. Now giving up to Huber. Huber wants to go to work on Herzog. He stopped at the elbow. Top of the circle, Lucas Heitkamp. Near side, Lucas Hartle. Here's Huber, barreling down the right lane line. Laid it up short in traffic. Herzog comes away with a ricochet. Leaves it up the floor to Dosik for three. Off the flange. Long rebound. Volleyballed around. Who's got it? Jackson Center in backcourt. Head coach Aaron Kloffenstein. It's a timeout. 2:26 to go in the first. 8-4 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
locally owned and operated. Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Rushi Inn. Hey, don't search for the best morning breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs a-cooking and hot coffee a-percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main at the Rushi Inn, which serves up the best breakfast around starting at 5:30. Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport, Myers Garage and drive through. Tremendous reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. Jackson Center got a good look from the foul line after the timeout, but missed. Botkins attacks Herzog. Fadeaway 17-footer behind the foul strike. No good. Botkins saves the rebound into top. He misfires from 10. And here comes Jackson Center down the floor, trailing 8-4. A minute 47 to go here in the initial period. Huber 25 feet away on the right. Gives it up to Lucas Hartle. Now Lucas Heitkamp on the arc. 90 seconds to go in the first, 8-4. Jackson Center's not scored in 4.5 minutes. Ball thrown down the right side to Lucas Hartle. Fakes right, goes left, stops his dribble. Knocked away momentarily by Dosik. There's a drive to the rim to Jackson Center. Contact in the lane. What's been called? A charge?
That was not a very good possession right there by Jackson Center. And at the end, ended up with a charge.
8-4, Botkins. Think that went against Lucas Hartle.
It did.
Barreled into a Trojan who was set baseline right. Minute 17 to go, first quarter. 8-4 in favor of Botkins. Myers Garage and drive-through. Excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And you can always take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and drive through at Myers Garage in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie School Districts. Ryland Paul goes careening through the lane, flips up a shot on the run, blocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Bodies flew to the hardwood. Officials checking to see if Lucas Hartle is okay.
I think he was telling Lucas Hartle to quit talking after the block.
Oh,
I think he was doing.
Oh.
It was a heck of a block.
That's Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. 52 seconds to go, opening period. 8-4, Botkins. J.J. Meyer at midcourt. Trojans electing to take the air out of the ball right now. Meyer hangs on near center circle. Jackson Center not coming out to guard. J.J. still on the bounce. Handoff near side to Grant Flora, who's in. Flora, 6'3 senior. Gave it back to Dosik at center circle. Handoff to Herzog. He's almost 40 feet away from the basket with 17 seconds to go in the first period. Botkins up before 8-4. Dosik, center court, motioning. 10, 9. Trojans have got to go. Here is Flora on the arc, handoff to J.J. Meyer. Oh, he took the delivery from his teammate and made a couple running steps. Good call by the referee. 3.6 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center ball in backcourt, down before. Huber will inbound it. Fires up the left side, caught by Lucas Hartle. Here's a long, high-arching fadeaway, 35-footer short. First quarter ends, 8-4, Botkins. On scores, broadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
We have so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi, a family-owned pallet and skid repair company right there in the village of Rushi. We buy, repair, build, and sell all sizes of wood pallets and work with both large and small businesses throughout the state. Wood recycling is the practice of repurposing and transforming proposed discarded timber into valuable, reusable material. And A&M Pallet in Rushi makes recycling wood a great success. It is an essential part of reducing waste and preserving our planet's natural resources. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. We start the second quarter. Here is a drive to the rim right down the center of the floor. Reed Blackfoot is covered up, suffocated, ball's blocked. Botkins takes it away, up 8-4. In the lane, Lenhart, down to Ryland Paul, to Meyer, deep left corner, Dosick. Paul dribbling, foul line, hand off to Herzog, now J.J. Meyer. 7:20 left in the second. Jackson Center's been stymied in this game, not a point in 6 minutes plus. Ryland Paul, 30 feet away, pick and roll to Herzog, enters the lane area, goes cross court to Meyer for a triple. It is no good, but he's fouled on a 3-point shot, Chuck.
That was silly. I mean, he'd already missed it when he fouled him. I think they called it after. I think that's the correct call.
Yes. Good decision by the referee. No shots for Meyer. He was not fouled in the act of shooting. It was after the shot was taken, clearly. 8-4, Botkins, a minute gone, quarter number two. J.J. Meyer, 35 feet out on the left. Doubled momentarily, gives it up to Lenhart, near side, Ryland Paul. Jackson Center double teams him, left side to Dosick. Dosick on the bounce, looks for Herzog cutting, not there. J.J. Meyer near side for three, swish-a-roo. J.J. Meyer goes right through the bottom of the well. All cord, 11-4, nine straight by Botkins. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Jackson Center needs a spurt. Here is Lucas Heitkamp, head of the key in the right. Gives it up to Carter Kloffenstein, who's in. Ball thrown down inside for Blackfoot. Good overplay, steal by Herzog. Herzog ahead to J.J. Meyer. Now to Dosick. Herzog, top of the circle. Gives it up right flank to Ryland Paul. Paul on the dribble. Straight away, Lenhart. Outside the arc on the left to Meyer. Goes foul line. Hemmed in, doesn't shoot. Now back to Herzog. 6 minutes to go. Second quarter. Cross court skip pass to Paul. Paul dances into the lane, in among the taller gray jerseys, gets it out of trouble. Outside the arc on the right to Dosick. Dosick hangs on for Botkins. Oh, nice overplay. Steal taken away by Blackfoot. Blackfoot hustles down the floor for Jackson Center, out in front of everybody. Wanted to dunk it, didn't dunk it, but it stayed in the cylinder.
He got lucky.
11-6, Botkins by five. Paul into the lane, right wing Dosick for three. He buries it. Oh, the penetration by Paul helped set it up.
You bring the defense in with the penetration, and they've got too many shooters, boy.
14-6, Botkins, 5:15 to go. Second quarter of this game. 8-point spread. Biggest of the contest so far. Straight away with the ball, Kloffenstein for Jackson Center, 6'3 sophomore. Ball thrown down inside, it's loose. Fumbled away by Botkins, which nearly had the steal. Kloffenstein cleans it up on the interior for Jackson Center, and he lays it through. 14-8, Jackson Center ahead by 6. 4:45 left to go here in the first half. Baseline left, Lenhart. Backing, leans in, left it short. Good defense, Kloffenstein. Loose ball picked up by Dosik. Reverse layup is good.
Wow, you talk about being at the right space at right time.
16-8, Botkins by 8. 4:24 to go till halftime. Midcourt, it is Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center. Gets a high screen from Platfoot. Platfoot is given the ball. Right corner, it goes to Lucas Heitkamp. Down in real close to a teammate. Muscling toward the rim is Kloffenstein, who's becoming quite active right now. Shot no good, but a hatchet job on the arm, and Kloffenstein gets two. Tell you what, Jackson Center's got some really good bench players in Preston Sayre and Carter Kloffenstein. Kloffenstein seeing a lot of action here in the first half tonight. Free throw lipped the rim, though. 16-8, Botkins, 4:08 to go, second quarter. Second shot upcoming for Carter. Couple of dribbles, and he nails it. 16-9, Botkins up 7. We are at the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. Dosik romps down the left side for Botkins. Top of the circle, hand off to Flora. Near wing, Rylan Paul. Preston Sayre on him tightly. Paul bouncing to the top. Left side pass to Dosik. He fires a three off the heel. Long rebound, J.J. Meyer for three. Rim, backboard, no. Loose ball, rebound, Jackson Center. Here comes Lucas Hartle over the timeline. Tigers down 7. Now Platfoot. Platfoot dribbling back to the basket 20 feet away. Now Lucas Hartle, who rises up, lets it go from trifecta territory. Short. Rebound Botkins. Out ahead to Dosik. Goes opposite to Paul. Forecourt left. 3:17 to go. Quickly played first half here tonight at Botkins. Dribbling is Paul. Feeder on the Botkins logo. Left side pass to J.J. Meyer. Picked up by Sayre. J.J. Meyer into the lane. Ducks under and lays it through. Athletic play by J.J. Meyer. Got in the thicket, Chuck, but still scored.
Hey, he's not just a three-point shooter anymore. That kid's a basketball player.
Yeah, 18-9, Botkins' biggest spread. 2:48 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center at midcourt. Left side pass to Blackfoot. Behind the arc to Sayre. In the middle to Lucas Heitkamp. He posts up nicely and hits a five-footer directly in front of the goal.
Yeah, that was important. Now he can get inside with Dosik. He's got a little advantage.
Yep, Heitkamp, 6'1 junior, strong in the middle. Took advantage right there. He's got broad shoulders. Nice deuce. J.J. Meyer, deep left corner, behind the arc for Botkins. No good, hit the flange. Long rebound, Jackson Center, which is down 7. 2:08 to go, first half. Sprinting up the floor, it is Lucas Heitkamp, baseline left, Flatfoot. Fall away, 15-footer, swish. Flatfoot on the button. 18-13. Two hoops in a row by the Tigers. Minute 50 left in the half. J.J. Meyer, deep left corner, circles through the top of the key. Handoff on the play to Grant Flora. He's bodied in the lane to Kloffenstein. Flora works down inside. Left-handed shot short. Flora got the rebound on the arc to Meyer. Now Dosik, elbow jumper from 17. Got it. Dosik connects. 20-13, Botkins. Minute 24 to go, first half.
Yeah, Dosik has a 7-point quarter going. They've only scored 20 for the game.
Here is Jackson Center at the timeline. Clock winding down. A minute 10 to go. Second quarter of play. Kloffenstein straight away. Coming out to catch Lucas Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the bounce. Boy, Tigers need to get Flatfoot free. He's got to produce more than he has so far. Here's a drive. The Lucas Hartle knocked away by Botkins. Jackson Center gets the loose ball back. Here is Sayer on the arc, 50 seconds to go. Flat foot, elbow in the right, shot fake, splits a couple defenders, flips it to Sayer for three. In there! Woo! Nice long bomb of Preston Sayer, 6 foot soft for Jackson Center. 20-16, Tigers roar back within four. Half minute remaining, second quarter. Jackson Center making this game interesting before the break. It was 18-9. 7-2 surge here by Jackson Center in the last 2 minutes plus of period number two. Clock winding down, 12, 11, 10, late second quarter. Top of the circle, it's top. Top hands off to Dosik, 5 to go first half. Now J.J. Meyer. Meyer dribbling through traffic down the lane. Meyer overshoots it. The rebound by Flora is good, but it won't count. Votkins missed a chance. Halftime at Votkins, Trojans 20, Jackson Center Tigers 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Welcome back here to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Halftime, Trojans 20, Tigers 16. Botkins in front of Jackson Center by 4. Our halftime brought to you by Stipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. J&J Brodigham is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck, take it away.
Well, a very slow start to the game. It was only 8-4 at the end of the quarter. Both teams scored 12 points in the second quarter. Botkins has 11-6 rebounding advantage and 6-1 on the offensive boards. 4 turnovers by the Trojans, 6 by the Tigers. Jackson Center went to the free throw line twice, made 1. Botkins went 4 times, made 3. Individual scoring for the Tigers. They were led by Lucas Heitkamp and Trevor Huber, each with 4. They got 3 out of Preston Sear. They got 3 out of, Kloppenstein. They got 2 from Reed Flatfoot. They scored 4 and 12, 16 for the first half. Botkins, on the other hand, had 7 points from Dosik, 5 from J.J. Meyer, 4 from Lenhart, 3 from Herzog, a free throw from Top. They scored 8 and 12. They lead it at halftime 20-16. And we'll be back with you in just a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
and a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Welcome back to Botkins. Trojans 20, Jackson Center Tigers 16. A little over 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. this coming Friday evening. We're at Bethel. Layman Catholic takes on the Bethel Bees. On the air about a quarter or 20 till 7. Oh, a big, long three-pointer by Preston Sayre off the bench for Jackson Center there in quarter number 2. Ignited the Tigers' cause. And Jackson Center came back from 9 down. It's now a 4-point game at the intermission. Big play, second quarter, Preston Sayre 3 for the Tigers. That was the Wisebridge play. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Francis Manufacturing, a new underwriting sponsor last spring, here on Scores Broadcast.
Bless you.
That was not a planned part of the commercial read. That was not planned. I had to sneeze.
We should have done Jackson Pharmacy for the sneeze.
Exactly. That should have been a pharmacy spot. But Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, not at all expensive. It's priceless. High-quality manufacturing, it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per person. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Francis Manufacturing. Fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to all the staff and associates, the administration and leadership at Francis Manufacturing. Botkins ball. We open up play here in the third quarter, 20-16 game. Trojans in the lead. Jackson Center dominated the final 2.5 minutes of that second period. Botkins trying to stem the tide. There's a long period of dribbling by the Trojans out of the arc. Lenhart nearly has it stolen by Huber. It goes out of bounds.
Well, what a hustle play by Huber that time.
Herzog inbounding. Gives it up between the circles to Meyer. Jackson Center led in this game 4-2. And then before you knew it, Botkins ran off 7 straight points. Oh, look out. Long fadeaway 3 by Dosik around the rim 2 or 3 times and right down in through the netting. Big goal by Dosik. 7-point cushion again for Botkins at 23-16. Jackson Center had a 6.5 to 7 minute drought in that first half without a point. Off balance drive to the rim by Lucas Eichamp at Jackson Center. It rolls off. Rebounded by Botkins. Up the floor to Herzog. Herzog in the lane. Pitches cross court near side to Ryland Paul. 6:47 to go third quarter. They clear out for Paul. Baseline left below the backboard. They hit the glass on the shot. Ball comes away to the Tigers.
They got bumped, but not enough to call the foul.
Yeah, it was a good no call. Top of the circle, Huber. Huber near side to Eichamp. Straightaway flat foot. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Gave it to Cooper Hurdle. Deep right corner, Eichamp. Straightaway, Huber. Open. Doesn't shoot. Near side, Eichamp. They post up Huber on the interior. Eichamp hangs on. Now gives it up on the play to Lucas Hurdle, 25 feet away, 23-16 Botkins. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's Flatfoot on the arc. Starts a drive, he's checked. Good defense by Herzog. Straight away on the bounce, Lucas Hurdle in the lane. Fall away, 10-footer, hit the heel. Good offensive board work by Huber. Here's a reset of the attack by the Tigers. Flatfoot's three is way short. Rebound down to Botkins. Here's Meyer in backcourt, tripped, upended, clipped on the play by a Tiger player. 23-16 Botkins. Tell you what, Chuck, Jackson Center here in the first 2 minutes plus, third quarter opportunities. half began with a four-point game. Tigers could not cut into it further.
Well, they had a poor first quarter and had a great second quarter. Now they've started the third quarter, again, offensively, very poorly.
Yep. Here's Ryland Paul, top of the circle. Herzog, straightaway Dosik, left side to Paul. Paul on the bounce, looking in the paint for Lenhart. Can't find him. Herzog comes out to catch. Hangs on, goes to Paul between the rings. Picked up by Lucas Heitkamp. We're down to 5:09 to go in the third quarter. 23-16 in favor of Botkins. This might be the first ever football score between the two. Left wing, it's Dosik. They clear out for him. Late defense for Jackson Center, which alters the shot at the rim. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Botkins.
Boy, they got a great look that time. I'm not sure how Dosik didn't get the shot.
That's one where you shoot with the left hand.
Yes.
All the way.
And he's a good left-handed shooter.
Yeah, he is. He tried to go up with both hands, the right as much as the left. Got too close to the defender who had the angle and blocked it. Here's Jackson Center pounding its way down on the inside. Heitkamp, who's strong in there, makes his second post-up move of the game. Lucas Heitkamp, eight-footer, lobbed it in off the backboard. 23-18, Botkins. 4:32 left, third quarter. Straight away with the ball. It is Dosik for the Trojans. Gives it up, gets it back. Dribbles high left. He's doubled. Looks for Lenhart, left corner. Another double team. Lenhart straight away to Herzog. Right flank to J.J. Meyer. Oh, he was wide open. And he canned it. Three-pointer.
He's not going to miss that very often.
Jackson Center was swarming, double-teaming everywhere. And eventually Botkins passed it long enough. Found the open guy.
Yeah, I mean, as well as they shoot it, this is perfect for their offense.
Yes. J.J. Meyer on the long three-point rainbow. 26-18 in favor of Botkins. Jackson Center player falls down. He's fouled in the corner. We're all the way down to 3:52 to go in the game. Chuck, given the way, or I should say third quarter, given the way that points are hard to come by, eight-point lead is pretty significant.
It is. I mean, Jackson needs to really find a way to get Blackfoot involved in this thing.
Yep, exactly right. Ball inbounded under the rim. All the way out to Flatfoot at the timeline. On him is Herzog. Flatfoot splits a couple defenders right down the lane.
Nice.
And he lays it in over the cup.
That's only his second basket.
Speaking of Flatfoot, he scores just the second one. Oh, look at J.J. Meyer go. Fleet of foot. Took it 50 feet. Missed his shot in traffic. Jackson Center's got the board down six. 26-20. 3:28 to go third quarter. On the arc, it's Cooper Hartle. He rimmed a 27-footer. Good rebound by Lenhart of Botkins. Backcourt it comes to Dosik. Ahead to Meyer. Straightaway three by Top. Bullseye! Oh, that's a backbreaker.
That kid's got really good range.
Noah Top had come across the center line about five steps. Gave up the ball. Got it back. Let it fly. 29-20. Botkins in the lead by nine again. They were up earlier 18-9. Good drive to the rim. Flatfoot cradles him with the left hand and banks it down, and he's fouled. Nice maneuvering by Reed Flatfoot. Quickly, he gets to work and knifes into the lane area for a second goal in about 40 seconds.
Well, that was a nice job. Top had the ball, drew the defenders, and he did a good job of finding Flatfoot underneath.
Flatfoot's free throw, swish, 29-23. After Botkins had led by nine with 3 minutes to go in the third. Crucial stretch to this game right here. Jackson Center wants to draw nearly even before the quarter break. Paul in the top of the circle for Botkins. Looks for Meyer in a back cut. He's not there. Paul fakes right, goes left. Baseline left. Jackson Center defender flops what's been called. He was moving. It's a foul on the defense.
Yep, good call.
Two team fouls each way. 2:33 left to go here in the third quarter of this game. Botkins in the lead by six. Got a wet spot on the floor. Gives us a chance to talk about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We will style your hair, make it shine right here at Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's the family salon, mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Our experience, 40 years of it, your style, and we will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Ryland Paul outside the arc of the left on the bounce. Foul line. Oh, he lost the ball. It rolled past to Tiger. Picked up by Top. Good overplay. Steal. Interception by Flatfoot. There he goes. Down the floor in the lane with a leaner. It is no good. He ran over a Botkins player. 2:05 to go. Third quarter. Tigers missed an opportunity. 6-point lead Botkins. Botkins fumbled away a possession. Jackson Center missed a close-in shot and charge.
Well, that was close. I mean, it actually, he created the contact, but it was awfully deep in the shot.
Yep. Here comes Botkins, forecourt to her left. Uh-oh, maybe a moving screen, but J.J. Meyer. Yep, that's what's called. That's a turnover. 29-23, Jackson Center is trailing Botkins by six with a minute 54 seconds to go here in the third. Here's a bust out of the inbounds pass. Lucas Hartle catches, streaks to the rim for two. 29-25. Botkins' lead is four. Minute 40 to go in the third. J.J. Meyer, foul line, back to the basket. He's in the lane. Almost in there too long. He got out in the nick of time. Gave it up on the play to Dosik between the circles. Near side, J.J. Meyer. Jackson Center cut it to four and a half. It's now four right now. Ball from Meyer, left wing Dosik. Dosik picked up a Lucas Heitkamp. Straight away, J.J. Meyer. Timeout, Botkins. 75 seconds to go, third quarter. 29-25, Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Botkins 29, Jackson Center 25. Noah Top barges down the right side of the lane, has the ball raked away from him. The Jackson Center goes out of bounds. Botkins inbounding right of the basket. It goes into the corner to Flora. Flora bodies up against Huber. Flora stumbles. Huber takes it away. Jackson Center can cut it to one or two. Blackfoot straight away thought about the three. Didn't let it fly. Gave it up to Lucas Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the dribble. Flora checks him. Here's Lucas Hartle with 38 seconds to go. Near side Heitkamp to Hartle on top. Out high is Noah Top guarding Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center. Tigers may elect to play for one, down four, 29-25, late in the third. Flatfoot fumbled the ball at midcourt. Don't think he's got a dribble. He gave it up quickly to teammate Lucas Hartle. 15, 14, 13. Near side pass, Lucas Heitkamp. Down to 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Holding foul midcourt on top of Botkins. That's the team's fourth. It's not shooting. The fifth would be three of them on Jackson Center. 6.3 left in the quarter. And a three-point shooter extraordinaire, Preston Sayre, is on the floor now for the Tigers.
And Dosik went and found him right away because he knows.
Ball inbounded to Cooper Hurdle, to Blackfoot. Fadeaway shot from the elbow left, 18-footer. Hit the heel, kicked out of bounds. Quarter ends, 29-25, Botkins after three on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
So many thanks to Barker Insurance. Barker, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. One of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. That is for sure. Well, as the quarter begins, Colin Dosik pulls off a little thievery for Botkins, steals while Jackson Center's in the half court. And Dosik strolls the other way, lonesome layup at the other end. Botkins ahead by six. First 40 seconds, fourth quarter of this game. 31-25 Trojans. Big turnover there by Jackson Center, leading to a quick two. Here's a dribble drive down the lane. Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Ball yanked away by Botkins. Then it's taken back by Jackson Center. Cooper Hartle, long launch, extreme left corner, short. Rebound Botkins, leading by six. Dribble drive Dosik into the lane top. 8-foot turnaround, wide open, no good. Rebound Dosik, tie up, let's see. Foul, Jackson Center.
Oh. Not a very good start to the fourth quarter here for the Tigers.
Nope. Hey, don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware with phenomenal savings. 15% off on everything. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts, including Century Hand Tools, made in America, lifetime warranty, and one-half the cost of the big box stores on kitchen cabinets, special pricing, professional service, 15% off everything at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com, your one-stop shop for home improvement, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Chuck, let's take a short break. We'll return. 6-point lead, Botkins, early on, fourth quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
of that steal seconds ago, but Colin Dosick of Botkins led to a run out by him. A big 2 points. Big play early on, fourth quarter. That was the Wisebridge play. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, after the timeout, Botkin sets up a driving play for one of its guards. On this occasion, it's J.J. Meyer, who turns the corner, goes down the left lane line, knew he would invite contact, did so, missed the shot. Two free throws coming. First one, all rim, and it's good. 32-25 in favor of Botkin. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, yes. 8-point lead, Botkins. Biggest of this game was 9. That was back at 29-20 with 3 to go in the third quarter. It's now 8 again.
22 of the 33 points for Botkins have been scored by Dosick and Meyer.
The guards doing damage once again for the home standing Trojans. Foul line, Flatfoot. Boy, he's got to have a great fourth quarter for Jackson Center, which needs to rifle in a three-pointer or two. On the arc, it's Cooper Arnold. Flatfoot fadeaway, foul line extended left. He hits. Good-looking shot. Soft touch. Nice arch. Reed, Flatfoot, spot on. 33-27. Botkins leads. Herzog gets the ball right corner. He darts to the rim, and he's hacked on the arm. He'll get two. Third team foul on Jackson Center in the quarter. Botkins with zero. Herzog toes the stripe. Two coming. Wet spot in the floor being mopped. Far side. Hey, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. First free throw by Herzog is no good. Second shot, yes. The lead for Botkins is 34-27, 7-point margin, 5:52 to go in the game. 25 feet away on the right for Jackson Center, it's Preston Stair. Gives it up left corner, flat foot, baseline drive into the lane, Cooper Hurdle. Right wing to Stair for three. Little too much oomph on it. Bodies fly to the deck on the rebound. What has been called?
I think they called a foul on Botkins on the rebound.
Personal foul, Trojans, first of the quarter. Jackson Center's picked up three. 5:33 to go in the fourth. And the Jackson Center will play it in left of the basket. It is inbounded, deep left corner, Cooper Hurdle, long fadeaway three ball, good, long bomb. It was Lucas Hurdle who made the shot, assist by Cooper, fadeaway by Lucas. He was falling back into the first row almost, extreme corner trifecta, good looking shot. And Jackson Center pulls within four, 34-30. Baseline left, Colin Dosick. Oh, he's got the Tiger defender in no man's land. Uses the rim to help. Reverse layup, got it. Good play, Dosick. 36-30 in favor of the Trojans. That was a nice counter right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
4:52 to go in the fourth. Flatfoot head of the key. On a weave to Sayre. Foul line, rainbow. A lot of rim. A lot of rim. Feather-like touch. He makes it. Shot by Preston Sayre. About a 13-footer. Timeout, Tigers. 36-32, Botkins, 4:43 to go in the game on scorersbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
4 minutes, 41 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Botkins 36, Jackson Center 32. Last field goal made by Preston Sayre of Jackson Center to whittle the Trojans' lead down to four. Botkins counters to the left. It's J.J. Meyer on the arc. Good overplay. Fine edge. Ball down inside the top. Jackson Center missed him. And then Jackson Center covered up the shot by Top, which was blocked, and it landed in Top's lap while he was out of bounds.
Hartle did a really nice job of coming over and helping on that. Knocked it out. He was standing out of bounds. Great play by Lucas Hartle.
Oh, this is officially crunch time right now. Jackson Center within four with the ball. 4:13 to go, fourth quarter. 36-32, Botkins. Midcourt, Lucas Heitkamp down the lane. Goes right corner to Cooper Hurdle. On top to Lucas. Lucas Hurdle with it. Here's a step back 18-footer. Bingo! Oh, they left him. They had a double-team sandwich on him. And they stopped shading Lucas Hurdle for an instant. He fell away and drained it. 36-34. Jackson Center within two. 3:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Paul at the foul line for Botkins. On a weave to Herzog. Right side, J.J. Meyer goes to the elbow, doesn't shoot. Team fouls, three on Jackson Center, one on Botkins. Herzog at long range, back to Ryland Paul. 3:26 to go here in the fourth. Clock winding down. J.J. Meyer, top of the circle, foul line. Goes to Herzog, right corner for a tray. Short, no good. Weak side rebound, Paul. Beneath the rim to Dosik. Turnaround, five-footer. He makes it. Alert play by Paul. Good look. Dosik on the goal. Second chance opportunity. Botkins cashes in. 38-34. Botkins, 2:55 to go in the game. Flatfoot foul line, nearly walked. Gave it up to Lucas Heitkamp. Spinning, doesn't shoot. Three-point shooter on the arc. It's Sayre. High archer short. Rebound, J.J. Meyer. He races into the forecourt, and then he circles the wagons. Feeds right side to Paul. Quick trigger on the three. Botkins didn't need it. He missed it. Rebound, Tigers.
Ryland hasn't scored in the game. That was not the time to take his first three.
Foul called half court against Botkins. It's common. Two and a half to go. Fourth quarter. 38-34. Jackson Center trails Botkins by four. Here is Jackson Center inbounding. It's Cooper Hurdle. Lucas Heitkamp near center circle. Picked up at top. Heitkamp bouncing. Flatfoot foul line extended left. 2:16 to go in the game. Flatfoot drives and Herzog pulls up mid-range. Back to the basket. Flatfoot on the arc to Sayre for three. Yes, sir! Preston Sayre cuts the lead for Botkins to one. Big plays by Sayre down the stretch. 2:06 to go, fourth quarter. 1-point contest. Botkins leads by one on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan and Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Prices are rock bottom. Dining room sets, bedroom suites, sofas, recliners, sectionals, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney, family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. West Michigan and Sydney. Goffney Furniture and Mattress. A minute 57 to go. Botkins in the lead by one. Preston Sayre to the rescue here for Jackson Center. He's got a hot hand. One-point contest. Trojans have had a couple or three nine-point leads. It's now a single point. Herzog baseline left through the paint area. A running half-hook shot is no good. Knocked out by Blackfoot, but Botkins recovers. 90 seconds to go in the game. 38-37 Botkins. Here's J.J. Meyer between the circles. Dribbles. Goes to Dosik, center line. Three fouls in Jackson Center, two in Botkins. Near side of J.J. Meyer, sprints into the lane area. Driving layup. Yes! J.J. Meyer, heck of a play. He saw the opening, took advantage, and finished. 40-37 Botkins. 102 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Lucas Hurdle, foul line. Deep left corner. Now thrown into the paint to Huber. Overplay and a steal by Herzog. Botkins has got it. Jackson Center may have to foul. 50 seconds to go. Myers hooked at midcourt. Foul four on Jackson Center. Big turnover there by the Tigers. Heads up drive to the rim by J.J. Meyer about 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, J.J. Meyer's having just a terrific basketball game on both ends of the floor.
He had 17 the first time these two teams played. He has been the wrecker of the Tigers so far. He has single-handedly been a menace in the two meetings this year. And now J.J. Meyer has got a chance to go to the stripe and stretch the lead to five. Tigers inbounded the ball. Right away, Jackson Center latched on to the elbow of J.J. Foul five on Jackson Center. Two free throws for Meyer. 47 seconds to go in the game. And it is 40-37 Botkins. Jackson Center had cut it to 38-37 with about a minute 20 to go here in the fourth. Big bucket to J.J. Meyer, who's got two free throws here. It's good. He switched it.
That was big. That's a two-possession game now.
41-37. Three straight points by J.J. Meyer. Linhart in for top for Botkins. Clock says 47.1 to go. Second free throw, J.J. Meyer. Couple of dribbles. He pumps it up, and it is rolling around and in. 42-37 in favor of Botkins. How many points now for J.J.?
14.
31 points for Meyer in two games against Jackson Center. Tigers make a heads-up play. They take it right to the rim. Hard-nosed drive to the basket right down the lane area by Lucas Heitkamp. He's handcuffed while shooting. He's got two free throws with 37.8 to go.
He needs both of these.
Yep, sure does. He was pounded on the arm in the act of shooting. First shot on the way. It is in and out. Lucas Heitkamp at the stripe for Jackson Center has got a fairly flat free throw. And if he's not perfect with it, it may not be kind. The rims may rattle that thing around a little bit.
Exactly.
Not quite enough arch. A little more arch on that one, but it's too long. And Botkin snares the rebound. Alert play by Top. Backcourt to Dosik. And Votkins will shoot two free throws, up five with 33.8 to go. This was a 38-37 game after a made basket by Sayre of Jackson Center. He cut it down to one with a triple. That was with 1:20 to go in the fourth. J.J. Meyer then made four straight points, a bucket, two free throws. And at the line right here is Colin Dussek. 33.8 to go. Votkins in the lead by five, 42-37. Dussek twirls the ball in his hands, and he hits the foul shot to make it 43-37. Votkins has managed to hold Jackson Center at bay all night long.
Now they're making free throws.
Here is the second shot, but Dussek up and good. So he and J.J. Meyer pour in four in a row. Great fourth quarter. It's a strike.
7 of 8 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
Into half court comes Jackson Center. It is Blatfoot. Votkins uses its fourth foul. 28.2 to go in the game. Votkins has edged back out to a 7-point spread. This final score tonight may resemble the first game final score. Outside the arc of the right, Lucas Hartle. Fadeaway 15-footer. He makes it, but after he used the elbow or shoulder to fend off a Votkins man, the goal is wiped out. Foul, Jackson Center. Timeout, Tigers, who are down 7 with 22.6 to go on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, there may have been a technical foul assessed on the visiting team. Colin Dussek, I think it was, knocked down a couple of free throws for Votkins. And now Votkins gets the ball out of bounds, holding in backcourt against Jackson Center. End of the line goes Dussek as Votkins tries to finish this game off and widen the spread all the way out to the Trojans' biggest margin of the night.
Now, Dussek now at the free throw line. He's got 20 points.
Free throw, a lot of rim. It dances off, no good. 46-37, Votkins, but 21.9 to go, fourth quarter. First time the two clubs played, I think it was a 47-42.
Yep.
Votkins won it at Jackson Center by five in the first meeting. And Jackson Center shoots for his 47th point here and gets it. Shot that Dussek is good. 47-37. Votkins. Here's a long three straight away, but Blatfoot around and out to the left. Rebound Herzog. That'll do it. 10 ticks in the clock. Up ahead to J.J. Meyer. Head coach Phil Grove said, J.J. dribble it away. He does. And that is going to be the ball game. 47-37. Votkins defeats Jackson Center twice this year. First meeting was 47-42. And here in this contest tonight, Votkins pulls away to win by 10. Final tally, 47-37. Final score really not indicative of the closeness of this game. It was 38-37. Votkins with 1:20 to go after a Sayre field goal for the Tigers. 38-37 with 80 seconds remaining. And then down the stretch, Votkins nailed this contest with free throws galore. Big win for Votkins. Trojans have now amassed a league record of 7-1 in the SCAL, 12-3 overall. Jackson Center 4-5 in league action, 8-8 on the year.
Well, that was big for Botkins because they're one game behind Rushi. Rushi's not going to lose twice. The only chance Botkin has is to be able to go to Rushi and beat them
right
when they play him. But if they lost this game tonight, that would have been the end of it.
If Botkin stays in touch of the Rushi Raiders. Next opponent for Jackson Center is this coming Friday at home against Fort Loramie. On Saturday, Jackson Center goes to Marion Local. Meanwhile, the Botkins Trojans schedule, if I can find it. While I look for it, Chuck, let's talk about our stars of this game and look at the scorebook.
Well, let's see. Botkins out-rebounded Jackson 21-12, 8-2 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it 9 times, Botkins 6. Botkins went to the free throw line 16 times and made 13. Jackson went to the free throw line 5 times and made 2. 10-point win, 11-point advantage at the free throw line. That's where you find it. Jackson was led by Reed Platfoot with 9, 8 from Hartle, and 8 from Sayre off the bench. I want to go with Preston Sayre as my player of the game for the Tigers. On the other side, boy, it was a two-man game. 21 for Colin Dosick and 14 for J.J. Myers. 35 of their 47 points. Obviously, those are my two choices for the Clancy players for Botkins.
What was Botkins at the charity stripe on the night?
13 of 16. They were 10 of 12 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that'll win you a lot of ball games. Clancy's underwrites this segment of our presentation here on Scores Broadcast. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Botkins Trojans now 12-3 on the year, 7-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League with the win tonight, 47-37 over Jackson Center. Next two Fridays, Botkins plays at Fairlawn, home with Houston in the SCAL. Big game Friday, February 9th. Botkins is at Rushi. Again, Jackson Center 8-8 on the year, 4-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Home date next Friday with Fort Loramie for Jackson Center. On Saturday, the next evening, January 27th, Jackson Center is at Marion Local. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up on Friday from Bethel High School. Layman Catholic Cavaliers play Bethel. Good season for Layman. It's a Three Rivers Conference game. We've got the action for you at about 6:45 p.m. on Friday night. Tip-off at about 7:10 or 7:15 on Friday, Bethel and Layman. And don't forget, the Fort Loramie girls are in action at 12:45 airtime, 1:15 tip on Saturday against Lima Bath, a very strong Division II opponent That should be one heck of a girls' basketball game coming up this Saturday afternoon. Don't forget Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, fine new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Chuck, enjoyed it?
Yeah, always fun coming here.
Bodkins Trojans were down 4-2 early on in the first 90 seconds. Then rattled off 9 straight, went up 11-4. Jackson Center got it to 1 finally with 80 ticks left to go in the game, but could never recapture the lead after being up 4-2 in the early going.
Well, it was a 4-point difference at the quarter, Bodkins, at the half, and at the end of the third, all 4-point leads for Bodkins, and got it down to 1, like you said. Looked like maybe Jackson was going to get over the hump, but what a finish down the stretch by Dosick and Meyer. They were unbeatable tonight, what those kids were.
I'll give the Tigers credit. They continue to play extremely good defense. Bodkins scored 47 against the Tigers in the two meetings this year. Jackson Center needs to find a little more offensive punch when they've got the ball in their hands.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more of Preston Sayre.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. That kid can flat out shoot it.
Yes, sir. Or I should say, yes, sir.
That's what we used to say. Now we say, yes, sir.
JV game tonight won by Bodkins over Jackson Center, so it's a doubleheader sweep in the preliminary JV game and varsity tilt. Trojans win them both. So many thanks to our great online listening audience tonight. And be with us again on Friday night, 6:45 from Bethel, down in the extreme southeastern corner of Miami County, Lehman Catholic against the Bees in a Three Rivers Conference game. Thanks to our online audience. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodbye to you from here at Bodkins tonight, where the Bodkins Trojans have won this SCAL matchup with Jackson Center. Final tally, 47-37, Bodkins.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast. Podcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.